Somebody who knows where it's at when it comes to all things weather is Simon Evans, who's with us, as always, on a Sunday morning. Morning, Simon. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, John Anders. I'm doing all right.
Good, good. How's your week been, then? Have you had a good one?
I can't remember, really.
So much has happened, then. It's obviously been a good week if you can't remember it.
Well, I think it was my first week at work. I remember that. I remember now. I went out to Port Harbour on the Wednesday with my care. We went down the train. I went down to the South Sea and saw the beautiful weather down there that Wednesday. It was quite nice.
Okay.
And then I went to have fish and chips down at Port Harbour. Then I went back by train. We were going to get a long way back by... what's that, King's Port? By Basingstoke. Mm. A long way round. But the... there was a signalling fault between Botley and Flacken, or whatever you call it, or whatever, basically.
Okay. But when you go to seaside, you have to have fish and chips. And I think, I'm sure you'll agree, Simon, that fish and chips always taste better by the sea, don't they?
They certainly do. For the sea air and the salt in the air, it's quite nice, John Anders.
Did you have the full works, you know, fish, chips, mushy peas? Do you have all that sort of stuff?
I just have the fish and chips.
Oh, lovely. There you go. That sounds like a good week. Seaside, fish and chips. That sounds good. I'm just actually looking at a news story saying that snow could be heading towards large parts of the UK. I think this is sort of mainly up north. So are you sort of finding that in your travels of weather?
Yes, I have seen a lot on social media, and it's more likely up north at the moment. It's what we call cold snap at the end of this month. The Arctic oscillation is going negative, but the North Atlantic oscillation is not going completely negative. So it's very underclose at the moment. It's not certainty. There's no certainty in that forecast. It's a long range forecast. It's not this. Yeah. It's not next week. It's the end of November, and it's possible we could get basically next weekend into the week after it could get very cold. But if that high pressure to the west goes north over Greenland, that we call proper northern block, if it stays just southwest of us, it'll just be a cold snap, John Anders, basically. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm looking here, and the weather people are saying there could be one or two wintry blasts on the cards towards the end of November and start of December. So that's going mainly up north. Just think of us here in Woking and Rushmore. Are we going to be seeing any snow, do you think?
Well, to get to come this far south, you can sustain cold northwesterly or northerly winds for at least 7 to 8 days, which we're not going to get for very long. That's why it's a cold snap. Like I said, if the high pressure goes over Greenland, then you're in business of the south. Well, here we can get a lot of snow problems. But if it stays just to the west of the UK or just northwest of the UK, it doesn't go over Greenland or north of Iceland, then we're not going to get much snow here. Because you need to have sustained northerly winds for quite at least about 7 to 8 days, John Andrews, to get snow this far south at least.
I always find it interesting when you're watching the news on the telly and they've got scenes of snow and disruption sort of other parts of the country and nothing here in Woking. So, you know, we're quite lucky, I suppose, in some ways that we're quite sheltered from that kind of weather in a lot of cases.
Yeah, we're sheltered by the north down south of us. North of us, if the snow comes from the north, it takes a lot more energy to get this far south. As last winter, we got a lot of northwesterly or northerly westerly winds, or we call maritime cold air, and it wasn't enough energy to get the snow this far south. It wasn't until the end of the winter, into the March, we got the snow here eventually. That was due to an SSW, which causes the displacement across the North Pole, up to 10 HP across the South Sea over the North Pole, which is literally, that's why we've got a cold spring this year, John Andrews, around the UK, around the south and across the whole of the UK this year.
And the weather, I mean, I've got my window to Woking computer, which is my virtual window over Woking, overlooking the towers of Woking. It looks like quite an overcast day today, and I'm seeing the trees, the sort of leaves blowing about, so a little bit of a breeze and a bit of a kind of a not really much to write home about weather-wise today, really.
Yeah, cloud around, 35% chance we might get of light, heavy showers today, because working town locally, I would say, John Andrews, and that's it, really. Not much, you're right.
Yeah, so going into the new week, then, what's going to happen in the weather? What can we expect? Is it going to stay cold and kind of cloudy? Is that kind of what we've got to put up with for next few days?
It's going to be drier next week. There won't be as much rain, which is good news, so it gives the ground a chance to dry out. It's probably going to stay dry for at least, I'd say, 2 weeks max, maybe if we're lucky, maybe some rain, but not too heavy, but it might stay dry for at least 2 weeks, more or less. At times it might rain, but it won't be so wet like it has been recently. So we should get some reasonable dry weather to get out and about, John, and just to do stuff like gardening, or if you want to go for a cycle and outdoors, or go for a walk without getting wet. It's pretty good for that sort of stuff, outdoor stuff, John.
And temperature-wise, is it going to still be pretty cold?
It'll be chillier than we've been used to. It'll be cold in the morning. Might get 2 or 3 Celsius in the morning, but nothing what we should be getting in the morning. We should be getting frost. We should have got frost ages ago, John Andrew. It's just quite a mild autumn we've had this year across the UK, like last year again. Deja vu.
Yeah.
Another hot autumn again.
Yeah, do you know what? I don't think I've actually scraped ice off my windscreen yet this year, so maybe we'll get that to look forward to as we head into December. So, Simon, what's been happening on the YouTube channel then? Simon H. Evans on YouTube, what can we find on there at the moment?
Well, I've got a snow forecast on there for the UK, and I've got next week's weather forecast, which is interesting, and I've got a winter weather forecast as well, which is interesting on my YouTube channel.
Nice. Check that out, Simon A.G. Evans. Simon, always a pleasure. Thank you for coming on today. We'll watch out for that snow. But like you say, it's kind of going to go up north. We may escape it. But yeah, keep wrapped up warm. But it's not going to be as cold as it probably should be this time of year, is kind of what you're saying, yeah?
Yeah, it won't be that cold. Yeah. It's still quite mild at the moment. So yeah, you won't need, won't get light. It won't be light last year so far. It doesn't look like light last year's December so far.
Okay. There we go. I'll keep my thermals and my big winter jackets to one side just in case it gets colder. Thank you, Simon, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, John Andrews. Bye,
thank
everyone.
You.
Cheers. Bye.
There we go. Simon Evans there, our weather expert. If you want to follow his adventures on YouTube, Simon A.G. Evans.